Joshua 5:13. You can just call this take your position. Okay? We're going to take our position. Joshua 5:13. I'm going to go through it as quickly as I can so we won't keep everybody too long, but we need to do this. And he that hath an ear, let him hear now. You pick this up. You pick up what the Lord's telling us. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us? Are you for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Now I want you to look at this wording here. Are you on our side or are you on their side? See that? Are you on our side or are you on their side? The angel said, neither. I'm on the Lord's side. Okay? So the question really should be, whose side are you on, Joshua? The question should be to him, whose side are you on? And then we see Joshua took the correction, and he's calling himself a servant in the situation. So it's not about the Lord being on either side. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not about the Lord being on either side. It was about being on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Okay? So is he on your side? Of course. Of course he's on your side. But this is what I want to get over to you tonight. If you're going to get results, you have to position yourself on his side. And so, you know Jericho. Most of us here, we know scripture. Jericho's the first city that they're going to take when they come into the promised land. And I'm going to read you Joshua 6:1. Now, Jericho is the tithe. So watch this. Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. So they were already sealed up. They were already afraid of the church, of Israel. That wasn't a slip. You got that? None went out, none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hands, its king and the mighty men of valor. See, the Lord has given the United States into our hands. I believe that. Now, the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've done that, the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you of men of war. You shall go around the city once, then you shall go around 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of rams, horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. So they followed the plan, and the walls came down. Do you hear me? They followed the plan and the walls came down. Now here's the scene. They're outside of the wall on the Lord's side. Jericho is a jubilee likened unto the end after the judgment of nations. I'll slow that down for you. Jericho is a type of judgment of a nation. They were being judged. They were a nation, a goat nation. They did not serve Jehovah God. So the harvest or the spoils would be the tithe, because this is their first victory. And you know the story about that. And I'll just read it to you real quick, but we're going to pass through this quickly and get to some other points. Verse 18 says, and ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourself accursed. Now that word accursed in the Hebrew is not accursed. It's devoted. Keep yourself from the devoted thing. In other words, this is the tithe, so don't you put it in your tent. Everything that's coming out of this city is a tithe to Jehovah God. So don't you take credit for it, and don't you put it in your tent. Now, But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass are consecrated unto the Lord, and they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the spoils went through the Lord first, and then the blessing would be on the next spoil. So when they got to Ai, they would get all the good stuff. I, whatever you call it, it's spelled Ai. So now, just to jump ahead for a minute, you know what happened. You know that Achan took the devoted thing. He stole something. He put it in his tent. So what happens? They lose the next battle. Okay. Now, it caused a problem. Listen to me. It caused a problem for the whole camp. Caused a problem for the whole camp. It matters how you behave in this body. It matters how you behave. Anyway, that's what happened. Now let's just get back to the wall coming down. So, because you know, we'd like to see some more walls come down, and we've seen some come down. Well, we didn't do, There's some really good things that are going on, even right in this hour. Good things. Okay. Now, but we want to see strongholds flatten. We want to see some false things, that have risen up. We want to see them crash down. We want to see them gone. And we feel that way about our country. And we feel that way about some things in our personal lives. There's some things around us that we'd just like to see be gone. Amen. Maybe there's a barrier that you need to break through. So you can take this on every level tonight. And here's the thing. You need to position yourself for victory. Remember I said Jericho was a place that needed some judgment to come down? And this is what I want you to get as we leave here tonight. You don't want to be in there when it happens. They were on the Lord's side. They were on the outside of the wall. So here's my point. We must be fully outside what is to be judged. We must be fully outside of what is to be judged. We are the judge. Now, I don't have time to teach on that, but you know what I'm saying. We have authority, and we can deem certain things right or wrong. The church has the power to do that. We have the power to forgive and things like that. But if you're looking for a victory from God about your situation or a situation that is wrong, and we all know what the elephant is in the room on that, and you know that it's hurting people, you need to make sure that you're outside the wall.
Right. Okay.
Just walk with me for two more minutes. You need to do what Joshua did. Get your perception right. Mm-hmm. The battle is not mine.
Come on, that's right.
The battle is the Lord's. We do our part, and there's quite a bit to do in these days. We certainly have ramped up our prayer, we've ramped up our praise, we've ramped up what we've done in our communities, which is exactly what we should be doing because it starts on this level. And that's what we have to understand. We've ramped up talking about what we believe, we've declared, we've done many things. We've made a stand for who we are. And I'm blessed about that. But get your reception right. And even though it affects you, these things that are going on, even though it affects you and it may affect some people that you love, you need not be judging or smart mouthing or putting any words out there that literally are producing the same fruit that is inside the wall.
Oh, boom. Okay.
Well, I got a lot to say about what's going on out there with the Democrats and the Redoglicans. It's all the same. It's a devil.
Yep.
Bobby.
That's right.
Not you, Bobby. I was talking about, you know, Ricky Bobby. Was it Bobby Boucher? Yeah, okay. It was Bobby Boucher. That's right. His mama said that to him. It's the devil, Bobby. Okay. Anyway, we're back. Ricky Bobby was the car driver. Okay. So, you know, it was a long time ago. Okay. So, but do you see what I'm saying? Don't start acting like the enemy. The enemy's in fear. The enemy is talking trash. The enemy condemns everyone. The enemy slinging mud. We don't have to do that because we've already won. We're living from the kingdom. And we sowed our seed. So as judgment comes upon things, you're like, you mean you think God is judging? I think the seed that has been sown will bring a harvest. And that is judgment. And the Bible clearly says that there will be goat nations and sheep nations. So yes, I do. And yes, I think judgment will come upon evil. And we don't want to be in the evil part. So you got to take your position in faith, in love, in the right, and stay there while you watch your God finish everything off. And you just do your part. You continue to praise. You continue to pray. You continue and pray blessing on the enemy. What? No. No, I know we don't want to. We want the smell of the mustard right here, okay? But we're not called to do that. God loves every person. He's given people a chance to repent. But if they don't and they want to go down with the boat, so be it. Go down with the boat, but I'm not going to be on it with them. So get your perception right on this, okay? So it's very important, like in these next 12 hours, that we watch what we say. We need to watch what we say. Pastor Greg said that last night when it all went, when everything stopped again. Which was interesting. This, I had to straighten myself out. When I laid down in the bed, I was like, Jesus. And I was like, no, I got back up and said, you know what, Lord? You win.
That's right.
And when I got up this morning, it got better and it got a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better and a whole lot better, but I was already okay. And I'm so blessed with our staff. They all came in sunshiny and happy and da-da-da. They were like, hey, we got it. Thank you, Jesus, for people that do God's will. So with the right approach and a shout, the walls came down. Now, there's something I want you to see about Joshua. Joshua humbled himself and he followed the plan. He humbled himself and he followed the plan. He humbled himself and he followed the plan. So as soon as he had the right picture or the right perception, he got on the holy plan. He got on that plan. So get in the right perception, and here is the right perception. We've won.
Yes.
All we got to do is watch it play out. Mm-hmm. Watch it play out. Watch our mouth. Do our prayers. Declare. Decree. Do what you know to do. Pray in the Spirit. Worship God, like yes. Jesse was preaching. Just yes. Worship God all the time. Amen. Real men worship God. Mm-hmm. He said, take your shoes off. This is holy ground. So the realm of the glory was there to guide and win. So he goes with God. Now Matthew 5:8 says this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Here's the Amplified. Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature are the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character, they will see God. Now, let me tell you something about that scripture right there. They shall see God. The Jewish people see it like this. You will see God the judge. That's what that means. You will see God. In other words, you're pure in heart. You're keeping your heart right. God's right there to make the judgment. You have your own Supreme Court.
That's right. Ooh, good.
That's good. Mm. Amen. Am I preaching to anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So God looks on the heart. Men are looking on the outside. Pure in heart is the one who's not like the Pharisee, who acts holy on the outside, but they're going to cheat and spin and try to turn things around when people aren't looking. And call it the good. And I know what just went through y'all's mind. Yeah. But God will expose. He is exposed. And I'm telling you, we got that turkey by the neck right now. Right now. It was exposed yesterday, last night. You could see it. You can't, the devil always overplays his hand. And then when he overplays his hand and they start turning on each other, all the demonic forces, it blows up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to prophesy to you. You're not going to have to wait till 2024 to see a lot of results either.
Glory to God.
Mm-mm. The church of the living God is awakening. The glory of God is here. The miracles are happening and we are moving forward and will not be stopped. And there's no way they're going to be able to hold us back.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you're on the right team and the right family and the right kingdom.
Amen.
God looks on the heart. He's looking on your heart. He honors the pure heart. So I don't know what's come out of your mouth today. It's quiet in the church.
Hallelujah.
But right now is choosing time. Right now. In these next hours, in these next days. And no matter how you've messed up, no matter what you said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to the courts of heaven right now and I command a crop failure over all the mess ups. And I plead the precious blood of Jesus. But just make a choice. No, I've won. I've won. I'm not going to get anxious about it. I'm going to watch us win. And I don't care if it looks like it was a total failure from whatever you saw last night. It was not. But if it looked like it to you, get over it. Because even when we don't see it, He's working. He's working. Our God will not let us down. God loves America and God loves His church and we are going to see the right thing. So tonight's the choosing. You're going to have to choose tonight if you're going to go out of here cussing the Democrats and you'd probably cuss a few Republicans too, because there's evil on all sides. But there's no evil in our Father.
That's right.
And He's got us. And I plead the blood of Jesus. So just make a choice. You're going to have to make several choices, but the battle becomes the Lord's when the pure in heart come face to face with Him. Just get up in His face and worship Him and say, you know what, Lord? You know those people. You know what they're doing. You know where there's cheating. You know where there's not. You know where there's too much conspiracy. You know who's been bought. You know who hasn't. You know all of that. But what we know is it's who we know. It's You.
Right.
And no matter what happens, we win.
That's right.
Amen. You receive this tonight?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Father, right now we just make a choice. We make a choice to love and forgive. And Father, we thank You that You'll take care of the rest. Vengeance is Mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. So He's going to pay us back for anything that we've lost. And He'll take care of the people that He needs to deal with. And we're going to see it. And all of the, a lot of the things that need to be said will be said by prophets. And we can just watch what we say. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know there are prophets that have to be real heavy worded. And we'll leave that to them. But we will stand in our victory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Jesus. Did you make a choice right now? We're on the victory side. We're just going to be on the victory side. We're going to be on the victory side. The last I looked, if you just want to know, we are on the victory side.
Amen.
So it looks better. You're like, well, we didn't have a tsunami. Maybe we did and you haven't seen it yet. Cause we're not necessarily looking for red tsunami. We're looking for Holy Ghost tsunami.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank You, Lord.
I'm in the kingdom. I hope you are too.
Yeah.
No matter what goes on in this world, we're good.
That is right.
We're good. We'll be all right.
Yep.
Well, what if they come and try to get us? And no. See, that's anxiety and fear. You don't need to go there. They're not coming to get you.
That's right.
There's only one person that's going to come get you, and He's not quite ready yet. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye now.